the suckler cow is the a huge economic driver for the Northwest. And I have to say, at the moment, prices are exceptionally high. You know, farmers are getting paid for their producing of their weanlings at the moment. The merits could be up to 2,000, between 2,000 and 3,000 for a good weanling heifer or bullock at the moment. So for the first time in maybe 30 years, the suckler herders getting paid for producing what they are is a top quality animal here in the Northwest. Recognized worldwide, you know, for the quality of grass-fed beef and for the store potential for the east of the country and indeed for exports. And the suckler cow is so important, not only for the Northwest, but for the natural bounce of beef production of beef here in Ireland. You know, they eat the corn that's produced on the east coast for the corn fields. And produce all the livestock that goes through all the livestock merits here in the Northwest, which there's 7 merits here in Leitrim and Sligo, which is huge.
Yeah, there's going to be a number of knock-on effects because this could well lead to the closure, as you mentioned here, of many marts right across the Northwest. And we'll talk about that in a moment. The blame for the collapse in the suckler sector at the minute, does it lie with the likes of Bord Bia, the Department of Agriculture, the ICBF, or is it a combination of maybe all of the bodies that we just mentioned here have contributed, whether they like it or not, to the demise of this sector?
Well, I'd remove Bord Bia from that because Bord Bia have been doing their best. I'd include Chagas and as an NGO of government policy to reduce the herds. With the green agenda, you know, to greening a lot of, planting a lot of land, wetting a lot of land, reducing the you know, the suckler cow is really produced on the worst land or the poor land in the Northwest. You know, the dairy herds would be on the better land, and then the grain people are on the top quality land. So I would suggest that, you know, it's government policy and the green agenda. You know, we've been told by successful governments that the suckler cow is the main reason for the ice melting on the North Pole. So, like, such the craziness of that being put out by central governments, you know, to think that the small amount of animals here in Ireland are affecting. And, you know, we have probably the best agricultural land in the world. We have a natural growth. But at the moment, we've seen the last 7 or 8 years, we have seen green grass coming at an extraordinary rate. And not enough animals there to eat the grass, and a lot of it is going to waste. So you know, and then you compare us to, say, to Spain or Portugal or France, where a lot of those cattle that are produced in calves are indoors 10 or 12 months of the year, where we have them out 10 months of the year, and enjoying a very good climate that is suitable to produce top quality beef.